It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hey, so I feel like we have to talk about it. So, okay. Trevor, did you ever work with Dan Roetheimer?
I
did. You were on the road with him, though, right?
Yeah, I was on the road with him, and I never actually. I think I had one like six man with him, but Dan was, you know, a big guy. He was put in the category of everybody had high hopes for him, including the office.
He was fast track, yeah.
But for some reason, that dude's mouth tended to just put him in bad situations, and they realized that he was not.
He was
ready.
So him, Dan, myself, and Swagger, were fast track together, and Dan was like Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Like, he was always wanting to be the life of the party. You know what I mean? Like, he always had to have the newest car, newest thing, came for money. I had gotten hurt learning to go over the top ropes, right? And Sonny Siaki kicked me, gave me a super kick, and I was trying to take that over the top rope. This is back when super kicks were killers. Not now. You know, the super kick.
Right.
Dramatically lost its steam, you know what I mean? So,
well, when you do three every hey, man, before every I don't match. Even.
I walk in my house. I don't get kisses no more. Super kick me. Just, somebody super kick me and wake me up. I know it. Shawn Michaels beat every giant in the business with it, but hey, now it's like a hug.
You know what? If I was wrestling today, I would do the super kick as a finish. But make it a finish and then simply claim I have the best super kick in the business because no one else stays there.
Just seeing you get up for a super kick, I would buy a ticket.
Wait a minute. Please don't question my athletic prowess.
I do it all the time. Unless you're willing to make a video of you super kicking a dummy at least 6 feet. Because you're up there. Your kicks are like Stan Lane, and I love you. But like, I've been in a ring with you when you went karate sized on me, and I was on a knee, and you it still kicked me in the stomach. So
I'm mocking karate.
Oh, you were mocking karate. You were mocking karate.
I'm a proficient martial artist.
So in
a proficient.
Well, I want to know, America. I want to see this.
Fine.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I will bet you a bottle of Nugenix Thermal X. That you cannot super kick a dummy on the head.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Gotta do it now, Aaron.
Fine.
But you cannot have the boost before. I got to see it. You got to earn it. So no cheating.
Okay. Remember when you said, can I bench 250?
Yes, yes, yes. And please don't make it 6 months before we get the evidence. This should be an easy thing. You should literally be able to step outside your Louisville, Kentucky mansion and find one of your garden helpers or whomever works for you and your family and say, hey, look up, super kick. Should be that easy. It shouldn't take that hard.
If I have a tape measure, can we mark a tape measure and I can super kick something from 6 feet because I don't have a dummy at the house?
Okay. Well, yeah. I want to. It needs to be. I need to see a footprint of 6 feet.
No problem.
Okay. Because if not, you have to come on. You have to apologize to me, to Jeezy, the wrestling world.
Absolutely no problem.
Chris Gentleman Adams, you need to apologize for disgracing because he's the master of the super kick. Chris Adams was the master of the super kick.
He was the inventor of it, correct?
Yeah, and then Shawn Michaels perfected it.
Yep.
The Usos made it like flawless. And then now it's lock up, shoot me off, super kick me, I'll counter it, powerbomb you.
Yep.
Stand up.
Is the crowd cheers. Super kick the new DDT?
No, it's worse than the DDT. At least you'll get a two count.
Yeah, you don't get that in a super kick anymore.
No, it's a transition. Super kick, fall back in the ropes, back body drop. Oh yeah. Oh, everyone. Trevor and I legitimately were talking about a pile driver and a destroyer for at one point. Like it just because it's like might as well have if everyone else is having fun. But and then
the thing is, if we would do it, it would mean something.
But there'd be like, nothing else.
Right. Yeah,
it would be a double down and you rolling what was left of your carcass to cover. And me telling you, I don't know why you're moving. I ain't kicking out. Like, I would have, we would have hit that destroyer and I just would have been like, I have nothing left to prove in this bit. I'm done. I would have been done. We both should have been done. I'll be honest with you. Like, Jeezy, everyone involved should be like, listen, we just hit a destroyer. Good night, America.
Yep.
That's my time. Yep. Later, Marks. I'm out.
Yep.
So, all right. So, back. So, I got hurt. I had a pretty, my patella got displaced going over the top rope because your natural instrument, you're just supposed to use one arm. And that wasn't quite explained to me clearly. So when I went over, I hooked with both. And you gain a lot of speed coming around over. Now, an experience, if you watch Kane or Taker or any tall guys do it, it's you hook one. You don't hook the other one. Because and my knees went straight through the beam. Like I bent the ring bar. It was bad. I couldn't get up the stairs to get into my apartment I was staying at. And Dan stayed at the next apartment complex over, and he was like, hey, man, I got an extra room. It's on the first floor. Just crash with me till you get better. I stayed with him for like a month while I was healing up and stuff. And we even got called on the road to a show in Atlanta, and I could barely walk. But I was trying to, you know, hide the injury and swag. And we were up there, and they were like, oh, no, don't worry about it. They don't have to get in the ring. As soon as Taker went down, he's like, you, get in the ring. And Swag looked at me, and I'm like, I got no choice. I can barely walk, but Taker said, get in the ring. You get in the fucking ring, you know?
Yep.
And Dan was a really nice guy. You know what I'm saying? I even interviewed him for Nuff 7, who was running for a congressional seat. And he was Mr. Family Man. You know, he was happily married, and I think they had a baby on the way. So to see today that he's wanted in connection with a murder just blew my mind.
Yeah, just like absolutely, what the hell, man?
Like that, Dan. You know, but also the other side of it is, he was always mixed up in stuff he shouldn't have been mixed up in. You know what I'm saying? Well, like, you know, he was always around it, but not in it.
Reading the article, they said that it was blunt force trauma to the head, and the gentleman that received the injuries. It took him like a week before he passed away. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt that it was a fist fight.
Something went wrong. Yeah.
You know, because guys, you guys all know that we
yeah, find you're ourselves. One. Hey, you catch a guy right when a real man. I'm not talking the gross little slap fights we see in the street, but guys don't work out. Dan's every inch of 6'5". 6'5", 290 pounds, shredded. Like, everyone thought he looked like Jeremy Shockey, you know?
Yeah. But given the benefit of the doubt, I'm hoping that he found himself in a precarious situation where he had to get physical.
Yeah.
And the guy, you know, smoked his head on the ground. And that's what I'm hoping. But you guys all know, like, the way the
you always want, you know, you always want, especially because what sucks is he's done. Dan, I think his debut on TV was standing in front of Vince when Vince was like before he walked out and blew up when Vince died. I think that's he had a couple matches on Velocity, but never had a TV push. He was a bodyguard with TJ. And no, that wasn't him. That was Duncan. So yeah, no, he was in and out. He was on the road. He tagged. I mean, he was with everybody on the road.
he was doing house shows with us.
Like, he was like, tagging like Ric Flair back when Rick was Ric Flair still. Like he was with, he was in the ring with Shawn. I mean, he was in the ring with the top guys. They were that high on him. The problem is that they didn't. He needed to spend more time training and less time talking. But he had the look. Like he was exactly what you were looking for if you were going to build a prototype for a wrestler. You were trying to build physically. Just looking at him is what you want. But you know, it didn't work out.
No responsibilities, nothing to tie him down. He was the next Randy Orton if he'd have played his cards right.
But the problem is there's only one Randy Orton.
Right.
Just like there's only one Cowboy Bob Orton, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But him, when you, what bothers me, what always bothers me is like, he didn't, I don't think he had a career long enough in wrestling to say former wrestler. That's how short his time was. Now, he ran for at least three congressional seats.
Yeah. He was,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it should have been former, but it's always us.
Yep.
Like, it's like, oh, man, why? Like, he was, that was over a decade ago. Like, approaching 2 decades that he was in the WWE for a short stint. And he has been doing nothing but politics and building schools and shit for like the last, it wasn't like he was in Japan and he was working the indie circuits. Like, literally, he was like, nope, no WWE. I'm going on these other things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yet, the headline is always professional wrestling. Now, I called, at one point, I called Dan a friend, you know, and I even interviewed him for my show, Enough Said. And he showed me a kindness when we were training together that I will always be grateful for because I was hiding an injury trying not to get cut. You know, because... And it doesn't matter what it is. If you're hurt, they'll just save a spot for you. Like, it sounds nice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It sounds great.
Yep.
But, no, I was like, I'll drag my ass on one leg. I'll get there. Don't worry about me. And the coaches knew I was hurt, but they also knew I was still in there working. So it was a lot easier for them to be like, okay, he's slowing on his drills because his wheels messed up. But he's in film study 2 hours early. I see him at rehab on time. So it was like making sure I was trying to still hold my spot and get better at the same time. And Dan was one of those guys who was like, I got it. We got to train. You got to do 2 days. I got you. I'll do – like he was just that kind of a guy. So you hope – people's character – like you know people that when you're around – certain men, when you come around them, you know they're a dangerous dude. Or they at least have the ability to be dangerous. Or like, hey, size the guy up. Hey, if this dude lost his cool – I'm going to have to step up or whatever. He never struck me as a dangerous man. I never felt, you know what I'm saying? He just didn't come across that way. So certain guys, you're like, oh, I'm not surprised that happened. But even in bars and stuff, like he would always try to defuse the fight. You know what I'm saying? So it's weird.
That's why I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Hoping that he is just a victim of somebody looking for clickbait. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it just doesn't look – and again, I'm just piecing information together. He's still at large, correct? He hasn't turned himself in.
By the time this is released,
but if he is out there and he should – you have a family, you have sons. Like this isn't the way. This isn't the way. If something horrible happened, again, you have a responsibility to your family. You have a responsibility. You want to be a leader. You want to run for office. You have a responsibility to do the right thing. Even, like I said, unless, if it's nefarious, and maybe that's what the life he's been living the last, 7, 8, 10 years, whatever it is, and it's all kind of come together. Because sometimes, desperation leads to desperate things. So
you think you pull a Ted DiBiase?
I mean, that's another one. I mean, but again, their life is so far away from the squared circle. But the media is so lazy and so need the hit instead of telling the story that it would still say former wrestler. Like a guy who was in camp who never even made it to TV for example. Not DiBiase had a TV run, but what I'm saying is, like, it's been so long. It's been 12 years since he's graced the ring. Yeah. I think you can call him some, but it goes back to they just want someone to look at the train wreck. They're not interested in telling us what happened. That's why it's so hard to piece things together, because you have to get through all the bullshit of former wrestler. Okay, this, what does that have to do? Where is he now? This dude's on the run. Shouldn't you be saying congressional? Because he ran, I know twice in Vegas. And he came up short both times. And then ran again in Texas, I think. So he was either part of the lobbyist or booster. He was trying to do his thing. And then I haven't talked to him since I interviewed him last. I usually get occasional texts from him about, oh, hey, love the show, that kind of stuff. But I haven't talked to him in a hot minute. But I just was like, I always cringe when I'm like, why is it they love to put the wrestling stigmatism on everything? Like, this dude has not been anywhere near a ring in almost 15 years, maybe longer.
We'll be back with much more after this.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
What do you think the general public thinks of us?
Such a great question, man. Like, if they love it, when they see us, they want to talk about it. They want to go back. Like, that's like someone will stop me and be like, "Oh man, do you remember when Andre the Giant?" You know, and I'll see them wanting to have a memory with you. Because you're
like, you mean Paul, remember after Gutfield when you were there for like an hour?
Yeah.
And just talking about old time.
Yeah, and they want to let you know how much the history means to them, how much the sport means to them. Those fans are great. You know, when kids see you, for me, a lot of the little Funkasauruses are grown up now. So, you know, I'll run into them. But then you'll have the other side of it where the public that they watched it, but they gotta let you know that they are in on it. You know, they're part of the squad. You know, those motherfuckers that roll up on you and call you by your government name. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you like, say what? Like, hey, George. I'll be like, what? and Aaron will tell you it's not going to go good from that point on.
Yeah, can we just go squirrel here for a second? If anybody's listening to this, PSA, no wrestler ever in their life is comfortable with you calling them by their government name. If you haven't been introduced by that name, do not call them that name.
But you know the guy I'm talking about, right? He's like bald. He's got the balding going on, the mustache. He's got a faded Taker shirt on from like 97. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm here for my kid, man. Can you sign this stuff for my kid? You know, I mean, I know what it is. It is what it is, you know. But, I watched wrestling when I was younger. And, I'm just trying to show my kids. So if you could just sign all these cards for me, that'd be great. And I was like, for your kid?
Yeah.
All while telling you, hope Cody finishes the story.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope he finishes the story.
And I said, I hope he doesn't. I fucking hope he doesn't. Because sometimes, you know, it's wrong to hate. This time, I'm hating on this one. I'm just, nope. I don't want the story finished. I want to see him in the ring saying I'm sorry again. I want him to say I'm sorry, and then he'll turn heel and bring back the Midnight Deckhands, and we will finish the business. But there's a bunch of us with unfinished stories. Get everyone's stories unfinished. No, you don't get to just wrap yours up in a bow because you changed your name to Nightmare. F*** that. No. Midnight Deckhand for life. Tired of this. I'm going at it. Attitude Era's fault, anyways. The quietest Aaron has ever been, because I drew a line last week. I'm blaming all of them. Stone Cold, Sean, all you selfish. None of y'all did favors to bring up the other guys, and that's why we have the problem with, oh, we don't have any stars anymore. Well, because y'all won't do the favors. It should be Triple should be getting his ass kicked. Rock should be you should be just like everyone did it for you. Bruno Sammartino, look what he did for Piper and Orndorff and Bob Orton.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Pedro Morales. Like, these were top guys, world champs.
Now, I think there's one guy who started all that, though. He's got the initials HH.
Oh,
I think that started with him.
Yeah, it used to be like, you shouldn't, like, okay, Stone Cold is the, I would say he is the icon of the Attitude Era, right?
Oh, sure.
But Hogan started this shit.
Yep.
And the old guy, the guys that, there was no torch passing. Still isn't. Like, even when he comes back, like, Theory should have whooped his ass. He should have gave us a couple things, and oh, man, he's old. It's the new guy's time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then afterwards, he goes to shake your hand, you give him the stunner, you crack the beers, everybody's happy. And you just made somebody. You made a star. Now the guy comes down who's been working every day, 300 days out the year, to hear the windows break, come out. He ain't even changed. He's in jeans and a t-shirt. That's how much he gives a shit. Couple punches and kicks, boom, stunner, whooped your ass, take a walk, see you on Raw next week. Like, it's just the new guys just get screwed. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't cuss, can't beat nobody up, and then they'll be – then that's when, to answer your question, people will be like, well, you're not as good as those guys. You know? No, it's just
– yeah.
The writers like them better than us. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, I never got that when we would see Dusty pass the torch or Harley or, you know what I'm saying? And they would do it vigorously. They'd come up like, hey, man, let's make Haku the king. And I'd like to do him the favor. Like, because guys knew they were about business.
Yep.
And everyone wants to tell you to do business, but like, do they? You know, like, but
bingo.
And that's the real issue. You know?
No, 100%. Like, that's, and again, no one wanted to talk about it.
Uh-uh.
Like, no one generation. I mean, and maybe they do, I guess, but like, we've never talked about it really until now because it's almost like, look, we've settled in and everything. Because if not, like, you can almost come across as like, oh, well, you're just complaining. Mm. You're just this. Like,
this ain't hate. Hey, listen. Listen, if we were in a position, we'd probably do the same thing. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. Trevor be like, I'm not done singing yet. I got one more song, brother. Well, we were
especially
thinking maybe.
Yeah. The money they were making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think you can take put KO over? Ah, man. How do you see it? Because I just don't see it. Like, what?
I think next week's a little better. Next
yeah. We'll get it back next week, brother. Hey, listen, you come out tonight, fire up. I'll hit my finish on you. I'll cover you. One, two, three, right? Then you come back around, right? Because we'll have like, we got 8 minutes. The match is going to take about 38 seconds. So when you slowly pull yourself up, take your time now. I mean, milk this. Like, think in your head, three minutes of staggering. Like, you don't know where you are. Like, your whole world just crashed in on you. Like, you just got hit by a Mack truck. You have no – when you
super
finally
kick.
Yeah, when you finally pull kick. Yourself up, feed right back around. I'll hit my damn finish on you again. Bam. Then you take the big bump. You roll out to the floor. Then we'll celebrate. Da 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 da, and then you scurry to the back, and then next week you'll beat me, and then after that they're like, "Man, the feud's over."
Mm-hmm.
He whooped your ass, and they're celebrating. So we're gonna move on. Hey, look, you're not on TV this week. we'll let you know. That's literally what happens. Like, that's exactly what happens. You know, and
that's crazy.
Because if you. Like, everyone, like, they'll hold out. That's why when, like, when a taker, again, you can't take away his career, but when you're pushed like that for so long, just showing up, everyone just knows you're going to win.
Yep.
Did anyone, even with Sting's retirement, I was a little surprised. Would it have been better to have a young, upcoming person? Because I always thought your last match, you should go out and shield. I think you should pay it forward, especially if you're a champion. I'm not a big fan of guys retiring with champions. And again, it's the tag team championships, and no one can have a problem with Sting. You just can't, you know. And he's the one guy who can say his career was not marketed or developed, or even when he went to the WWE for that short time he was there. I don't think he needed it for his legacy.
I don't think so either. But with Sting's win on the end, if he would have done the job, would anybody would have thought whoever beat him, like, yeah, they're really pushing him? Or would they have still thought, like, yeah, it's Sting's retirement, he's doing the favor? Sting still would have got the pop. You know what I mean?
Irregardless, but no matter what, now you're talking from us. But to a 9-year-old fan, and again, when I think of fans, that's a big deal, you know. And I think it's okay to cry when your hero's time's up. I think it's okay. It's an important lesson that you always got. You learned in wrestling. Dusty losing to Barry was the changing of the guard. You know, like, you had to have that because kids need to see that, because it's unrealistic. You know, and a lot, you know. I remember Vader could barely rest his soul, could barely get up the stairs. And I was like, and Heath, and everyone sees him barely getting up the stairs. And here's Heath, who's going to jump him, and, you know, and so he'd take his finish and put him over. Did nothing for Heath. And the fans seeing it, because I remember when Gorilla did it, he gave Vader a couple chops. And then once Vader hit him, he was an old man.
Yeah.
You know, now it's just, they believe their own, like, they just...
Yeah, and
it doesn't matter whether you're the chosen one or not. It doesn't matter.
Let me ask you this: in AEW, who would you have Sting pass the torch to? Because I don't think, and again, I'm asking about, like, I'm not disagreeing with your theory at all. I believe in it, but with Sting there in AEW, who could he have passed the torch to?
Swerve,
right? Mm. Okay.
I think that's the type of thing for Swerve, next level. Mm. Hangman Page, next level. Warlow, not there. He's just not there.
Was there. And, like, someone with marketability, like, I would love to see Warlow.
Moxley.
You know, all of it.
You know, I mean, there's just.
Yeah, Moxley, yeah.
We're sitting here talking After Effects. The most important thing is that I'm looking at talking it not from a personal stand, from a business aspect. I just don't see the building, I guess, and it's across the board. We don't see the building or the passing of the torch like we should.
Agreed.
Because you can do this for as long as you want to, but you also need to know when you need to change the way you do things, because it's getting unbelievable. And at the end of the day, our whole job is to protect the magic show. And if you got a young, up-and-coming guy you're trying to build and you're bringing a legend back to beat his ass, the legend's not staying that long.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to give him that torch, that notch to say, hey, it's your time now. And not everyone has to be hugging in the ring, like, there's storylines and stuff. But we don't build across the board. You just don't see the passing of the torch. And I think it's more, I think that hurt the PG era the most, because the Attitude era would just show up like the big brother who was the one who went to the Division I school, you know. And he'd come home and everyone would be so excited to see him, and he's cussing and he's cool and he's got this nice car, and we're in a bunch of damn Kias. with tape on our mouths, you know, where they're like, hey, you some bitch, who are you talking to? Well, sir, I guess that's your opinion. You know, it's like, you say anything back, you get fined, or, like, you go over, like, they'll go over it and tell you, like, hey, you can't beat him. I'm like, what do you mean I can't beat him? Why not? Well, because who he is. But he's not that dude anymore. Like, he's coming to, I never understood that. Like, he let an actor in a wrestling world, Gorilla Monsoon, put Muhammad Ali's ass up and shoot airplane, spin his ass, and say he didn't know a wrestling hold from a wristwatch. He didn't know wristwatch from wristlock. Because if you came into our world, you had to earn it. Now you come into our world.
You wanted to scare.
Yeah, you throw one punch. You know, you breaking our wrestlers bumping it all over the place for an actor? Hell no. Don't ask me, Briz.
Hold it right there. We'll be back in a bit.
We protect it in the wrong ways. Because it's like you see, people want to protect the business as long as the business is good for them, if that makes any sense.
Well, they're getting Bingo. Something out of,
Bingo.
Out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bingo. And that's like, excuse me, that's a mentality of a lot of people. And it's funny because the farther you go back generationally, the more you find that carny, and that's short for carnival mentality, right. Which is and it's no different than really the LA kind of like, what can you do for me? Right.
Exactly.
And, you know, there was an incident with one of the veterans who will remain nameless who asked for a ride to the airport. And this just goes along with the sense of, you know, like delusion to a degree.
Yeah.
And he asked for someone. This is 4:30 in the morning as we're leaving Dothan, Alabama, which was a phenomenal show, by the way. Actually, I thought one of the most solid shows NWA's ever had. So going to the airport.
Wait, better than 73?
Well, we all know Trevor beat you at 73.
Yeah. Top to bottom.
Although Smalls did jump off the top of the steel cage.
We did create history, with the little man, the first little person to jump off the top of a steel cage in the wrestling ring.
Mm.
So,
sorry.
Yeah, we'll be seeing that. I digress. So 4:30 in the morning, right? We need rides because there's no real Ubers in Dothan.
Right.
This man sets up three different rides from the airport. And then whoever shows up first, he hops in the car, gets in with him, and drives off, and then no sells his other two rides at the airport. Like, I just thought it was there, right? That was real life.
Incredibly, incredibly inconsiderate, but it's about right for first one wins. Hey, and then it's your fault.
We didn't confirm.
Yeah.
No, we did.
Yeah, no, you did. And it's his idea, and it was his idea to get up at 4:30. That's the cold part.
Yeah. Yes. So if that's what's going on in real life, can you imagine in the fake wrestling world where, oh no, wait a minute, I'm not done yet. It's my thing. And that's what happened to our. So that's all.
That's it.
I do think, though, we have been by far the most giving generation.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of like what we've done, NWA, how we've tried to help some people up, and you're seeing it.
We have made more chiropractors rich. Because our backs breaking left and right from carrying the attitude error, you know, just. Oh, gee, let me walk out there and take a boot. Oh, like, man, I'm just waiting for some. Enough of this shit. Let's go. Let's see. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
I was
always lucky in that aspect where Dusty would be like, no, not you. You stay back here. Like, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
But it's a thing, though. You to get to that next level, to get the next Cena, Rock type, Goldberg, Ultimate Warrior, Hogan, Savage kind of explosion, that's only done if top guys lay down. Warrior isn't Warrior if Rick Rude isn't in Honky Tonk, don't do what they do. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't be any of these things without guys like Hacksaw and Tonga and Marty Jannetty's. Like, you can't have those. You can't have the sexy boys without the guys who not only are getting him there, but look the part.
Yes.
You know? And now it's like, I just got to be over on complaining about not getting a push online with 40-year-old guys who don't spend money. That's who we're listening to. Like, he needs to finish his story. How about you start yours, Briz?
Yes. Yep. No, dude, you know what was so like funny about that? I was watching an old Tito Santana versus the Honky Tonk Man.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday. It's great.
Did I send that to you?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. All right. I thought, like, and okay, so you take two guys from that era who, okay, they would be considered mid-card, yet to us, no, they were stars. They were legends.
There were
right?
no like, mid-cards in the 80s and 90s because every guy was a star in it. And at any given night, as Gorilla Monsoon, history can happen without a shadow of a doubt. Lightning can strike anywhere. So you literally thought at any time something could happen. And you had champs like Macho Man and Honky Tonk Man who had taken – or Hammer Valentine. Greg Hammer Valentine does not get enough damn credit. But
no, he doesn't at all.
They will take that ass whipping for 20 minutes and make you think and then hook it and get out of town. And guess what? You're coming back next week. But they were heels. They weren't cool heels. See, when you're not a cool heel, you can lose. They expect you to because you're a cheating bastard. But you're a heel.
Like, you know, Jesse said it, like, you know, as a joke on commentary, but it was true. But if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat. That's what a heel does.
That's what a heel
does. That's it.
That's why he's a heel.
And it's funny, man, because, like, that match, so you have, like, Tito and Honky Tonk Man. But if you watch the crowd, I mean, they are just tearing that shit up.
Yep.
Like, they're eating it up. And, like, it was that time right when WWE figured out how to light the arena.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like, everything was kind of like the brightness of it. And it had the red, white, and blue ring. And it was like, they were getting their identity. And it was right when, like, it was clicking nationally. Right? When everything happened in table. So it was just like this weird time where you kind of went, holy shit.
Everybody was a star.
Like, what happened? You know what I mean? Yep. Like, at what point did this formula break down and just go to, you know? It's insane.
I agree. Well, speaking of, and just to put a cap on the thing before we go here, again, by the time this airs, maybe hopefully Dan will do the right thing and turn himself in and get this straightened out, do the right thing. But, yeah. I think, just do the right thing, bro. For more podcasts like this, there's no way to clean that. You know, I was thinking about segueing, and it's like, it sucks. Like, I really hope he didn't do what looks like he quite possibly might have done. And I hope he does the right thing and turn himself in. Like, you have children, you have a son, like, you have a wife, you have a family. Like, do the right thing, bro.
Well, and it doesn't get better the longer it goes.
No, you look guilty as hell. Two, whatever reputation you did have is, you know, that's why they have courts, man. And you claimed that you wanted to serve and all this other stuff. So you believe in the system. So let's see you use it. But on that note, for more podcasts like this, just like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. This has been Tyrus. all right, fellas, till next time.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.